Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara two lines from the bottom of Samech Chesem and Beis. We're picking up for the words of Rabbanan, just to give a Hagdama. Again, yesterday we were in the Machlokas Munbaz and Chacham, and Munbaz said that you need a Yediyah before you do an Avera in order to be Chayav a Chatas. So he had a drasha for that. He had a hekesh between Torah Chaser Lachem Loseskaga Asher Tasa Biarama that you need to have a yediyah beforehand. So the Gemara now asks, what are the Rabbanan going to do with this drasha that Munbaz used? Rabbanan, Hi Torah Achas Maya Vidilei. What are they going to do with this drasha that Munbaz has used, that hekesh that Munbaz has used to teach us you need yediyah, need to be aware of your actions before you are chayav achata? So the Gemara says the answer: Mibayla lechad mekari le Rabbi Yishev ben Levi the bread. He needed for what was Torah B'Shem and Levi to his son. What did he teach him? Torah Achas Yelachem Ose B'Shkacha. That the Pesach says there's going to be one halacha, one law for someone who acts by accident. So the Gemara now says, Uchsev, and another Pesach tells us, going on to the next Talmud, V'chi Tishku V'los Asu Es Kol Mitzvos Ha'ila. You're going to make a mistake and you're going to violate all of these halachas, all these commandments. And Rashi says in the Gemara in Horios, tells us that this is a reference to Ova Avodah Zarah because it's Shkula Kechol HaMitzvos. It is like you violate, when you do Avodah Zarah, then it is like equivalent to all the halachas because you're in Kofar and Hashem. So this is a reference to Avodah Zarah. So what do we know about Avodah Zarah? Ksiv, HaNefesh, Asher Tasa, B'Yad Rama, the Pasuk says by Avodah Zarah, someone who will act against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad Rama, with a hand high, meaning that he's going to be getting karis. And the Pasuk is telling you that a person who violates Avodah Zarah is going to be chayav karis. So what is the halacha? So we see that this is a reference to Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is a chayav karis. So what does that mean? Huk shukulam Avodah Zarah. From the fact that the two are mentioned together, we have a hekesh between, comparison, juxtaposition between the Torah, how the Torah references Avodah Zarah, idolatry, with respect to achatas, mal, halan davar shechayim aznar karis, regur achatas, just like when it came to Avodah Zarah, the pasuk is telling you someone's going to be chayav karis for doing something on purpose. Vishkigos achatas is going to be chayav achatas if he does something by accident. Av kol davar shechayim aznar karis. So too, when it comes to other Torah laws, that the halacha is going to be that you're going to be chayav, you need to be chayav karis if you did it on purpose. Vashkigos achatas, and therefore, if you do it by accident, you're going to be chayav achatas. So that is the rule. The chachamim are using this halacha to derive the rule that we know that a person is only going to be chayav achatas, the korban chatas, if he does an avira in which you would be chayav karis if you did it on purpose with no edim. That is what the Gemara learns out from the from this shakla v'tara, from this analyzation of the pasuk that Munbaz had used. Now the Gemara goes back to analyze Munbaz. Gemara says Ve'ela Munbaz Shkaga B'Mayin. Now the Gemara is saying, when it comes to Munbaz, we said before that Munbaz says that you need a yediyah before you do it. So if you need a yediyah before you do it, then you know you did it. So how are you going to be chayav chatas? What did you make a mistake? Why is it called a chatas? Shogeg. What did you do by accident? I know that I did a vera. A person knows that he did Shabbos, and he knows that Shabbos is usher, and he does it anyway according to Munbaz. Then how are you chayav chatas, says the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Kigon Sheshagag Bekorban, where you made a mistake with reference to the korban. Meaning, according to Munbaz, Rashi points this out, that a person needs to know, he needs to know that a violation of Shabbos is asr, let's say, but he didn't know that you're going to be chayav a korban. And therefore, he was saying that in that situation where you made a mistake, you didn't know that you're chayav a korban, you're unaware that you're chayav a chatas, then that's called a shogig, and you would be chayav the korban in that situation. So now the Gemara says, v'rabbanan. So now the Gemara is quoting the Rabbanan, Shkigas Korban Lo Shmei Shkaga. The Rabbanan says, what do you mean? You guy knows that he violated Shabbos, you're going to tell me it's Chayav Korban Chatas, which is for Shogig? That's not called Shogig, that's not called doing it by accident. So therefore you would not be Chayav if you did it on purpose, rather you would be Chayav Karis, and you would not be Pater from the Korban. Now the Gemara, so we see that the Rabbanan hold that if you're Shogig just on the Korban itself, that is not enough. The Rabbanan asks, how far do we take that? Rabbanan Shkoga B'mai. According to the Rabbanan, how far do we take the person that has to be shogigin? Meaning, does he have to be shogig in the fact that he's completely unaware that this is Asr? He doesn't know that there's an Isr, let's say, to have relations with his sister, or that there's such a concept of Shabbos. He doesn't know that. Or is it enough to assume that he doesn't know that there is a Chayav Karis? This is going to be a Chayav Karis over here. So the Gemara says, Machlokes Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kevan Sheshag B'Karis. Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as he doesn't realize that there's chayav karis, he knows that there's such a thing as not having relations with your sister. He thinks, oh, it's not so bad. Maybe the rabbis made it up. Maybe it's a dinner, but it's not a chayav karis. So even though you knew that you weren't doing something right, so you knew the Torah tells you that you shouldn't have relations with your sister. However, you didn't know there's a chayav karis for that. So then, That would be a case of a chatos. Let's just say Shabbos. A person doesn't realize, he realizes the Shabbos is wrong to violate Shabbos. He didn't realize it's going to be a situation where you didn't know that you're violating a kares. So therefore, you would still be patur even though you knew you were doing a lav. The Yerushalmi, the Kilas Yaakov, quotes a fascinating Yerushalmi that this person who does this would still be chay of malchus. He would still be chay of lashes for doing this. It's a fascinating thing. You'd be chay of a chatos because you didn't realize it's iser kares, but you would still be chay of malchus because you knew you were doing it on purpose. So that's a fascinating thing. A fascinating dual comment over here. But when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish says, "Amar ad sheyishkog b'lav vikaris." Rabbi Shlakish argues, and he says, "No, you need to not know that there's an iser deraisa at all. That there's no iser deraisa. You don't realize there's an iser Shabbos, and you violated it. Then you're going to be chayav achatas." However, if you violated it knowing that you did Shabbos and you didn't know it was Nisr Chares, like Rabbi Yochanan wanted to tell you, you would not be chayav a korban chatas. So the Gemara now explains to Rabbi Yochanan, "Rava, my Talmid Rabbi Shimon Lakish. What's the reasoning for Rish Lakish? Why did he say this halacha? When it comes to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a hekish that he said before it was coming on. Meshach explained it before, but Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the hekish told us by Avodah Zarah that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we know that you have to be shogig with regards to the fact that you didn't know that it was an Isser Karis. So too, when it comes to all the halachas, we're going to assume that you didn't know it was an Isser Karis. That's Rabbi Yochanan's hekesh, so he extends that to everything. However, Rish Lakish, Gemara is asking now, what's his reasoning? So he has a drasha, Amar Kra, Asher Lo Tasena. Usually we don't say parentheses, but here the parentheses is part of the pasuk, so you could read it. Asher Lo Tasena Bishgag of Hashem. That a person doesn't really, talking about over here, this is a reference to, the Melech, I think, when the Melech makes a mistake. So if he makes a mistake, and he becomes guilty. So the Gemara says, a drasha Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish had, ad sheyishkog b'lav vikari shaba, that he has to make a mistake, he makes a mistake with regards to both the Isser, he didn't know that this was Isser, and the Karis that is attached to it as well. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, haikra Rabbi Shimon Malakish, my avidalei, what is Rish Lakish going to do, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do rather with the drasha that Rish Lakish had? He had a good drasha. So the Gemara says, he uses it for a different drasha. What is that? Mibayle l'chidisan, he uses it for the following. Braisa me'am ha'aretz, that the pasuk says, we'll just read the whole pasuk. It says, "V'im nefesh achat tesebesh kame am aretz basos achas mesos Hashem lo tasena ve'ashem." So it's reference to an individual makes a sin. Okay, so what's his pras? We see over here, he's a drasha of prat lemuma. This is excluding someone who rejects the halachas anyway. He violates Shabbos all the time on purpose. He denies the fact that there's a concept of Shabbos, and he's a mumer, so he's someone who rejects the halacha. So even if he accidentally won Shabbos, he accidentally violated a din. Let's say he didn't realize that there's a concept of borer on Shabbos, and he does the isra derisa of borer, he would not be subject to bringing a korban chata. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon says, "Amar shelo tasenu v'shkagav v'ashim." He brings it out from the following drasha. He says that this is one that we said in the same drasha that Reish Lakish used, that the pasuk says someone who makes a mistake, b'shkagav Hashem, and he becomes guilty. So the pasuk is telling us, Hashem miyadiyaso mevi korban ashkagazol. This is teaching us that someone only, as a result of knowing that this was an isser, he would then not do this again. Then he was going to be chay of a korban, meaning someone who is a regular good guy who loves the Shabbos and didn't realize there's a malacha called borer on Shabbos. So he made a mistake. So he should bring a korban. However, someone who denies all of Shabbos anyway, it happened to be one Shabbos he violated the din of borer and he didn't realize that that's usher, but he violates all the others. He lights a fire every single Shabbos. So then that guy is not going to bring a korban. However, lo shal midiyaso, someone who doesn't, like the guy who rejects it, eino mevi korban nashkagaso. He is not going to bring a korban chatas for making a mistake. So Rabbi Yochanan uses the drasha by Reish Lakish to reject Reish Lakish's drasha, and therefore uses it for a different drasha. So now the Gemara wants to try to bring a proof in the Mishnah. Gemara says, Tana, that we learn in the Mishnah, Avos Malachos Abarim Chasar Achas. I think this will be the next Mishnah we get to, Mitzvah 9 Gimel. So the Gemara says that we have 39 malachas, and we're asked a kasha about Avinimba. So we ask the question, I can count. Why do you have to tell me that there's 39 malachas in Shabbos? Abarim Chasar Achas, there's Dafka 39. So the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yochanan answered this, Shim Asan Kulam Behelam Echad. If the Mishnah is teaching us that someone performed all 39 malachas and didn't realize, we'll see exactly what he didn't realize. He didn't realize something. Chayav al kol achas v'achas. He's going to be chayav on separate chatas for each and every one that he had violated. So Mishnah is telling you the maximum amount with one time that you forgot. You forgot that it was, you forgot that something, and you're going to be chayav 39. That's the maximum amount of chatas that you could bring. So now the Gemara asks, what exactly did you forget? That's why I didn't want to explain it yet. The Gemara says, heichi mishkachala. What case can you find where you're going to be chayav to bring 39 different korbanos? So the Gemara says, bizdon Shabbos rishkigas malachos. It must be the case where someone realizes that it is Shabbos, and he doesn't realize that these malachos are usher. So Rashi points out, why can't you see the other way around? Bizdon malachas igar Shabbos. They forgot today is Shabbos, but you didn't. You knew that these malachas are usher. You just didn't know that today was Shabbos. Why can't you be chayav in that situation? Because Rashi says, in that case, we already learned that that was the case. You are only chayav one chata. So it must be the case where you realize today is Shabbos and you didn't know that all these malachas are usher. So now the Gemara is going to say that how can you find that case? Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan. Now I understand how Rabbi Yochanan can explain we can find such a case. The Amar Kevan Shishaga Bekaris Alf Beishit Belav. That Rabbi Yochanan will say a person realizes usher to do this on Shabbos. However, he doesn't realize an isser karis, so he violates all 39 malachas and doesn't realize there's an isser karis for that. So he would bring 39 different chatas. Mishkacha Gom the other lay Shabbos Belav. He realizes that Shabbos can be usher with a lav, just a stamah, but doesn't realize that there's an isser karis. So then, like as you mentioned, you'd bring 39 different korbanas. The Gemara says, Elo Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish to Amar Ad Shishka Belav Bekaris the other lay Shabbos B'mai. But according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, who said that one isn't going to be chayv chatas unless he didn't know that there was both the Isser and the Isser Karis, meaning he didn't know there's such a concept of the Isser as well and the Lav, then in what respect did he know about Shabbos? Meaning how did he realize it was Shabbos if you didn't realize that there's any Lav? If you didn't realize it's Usser to do all, meaning if you realize that one of these are Usser, then the other, then you should only be Chayav 38. So then how could you find that you're going to be Chayav all 39 on all 39 Malachas? Then that means that you don't know there's a concept of Shabbos. If you don't know every single Malacha, there's no such thing as Shabbos for you. So then according to Reish Lakish, how do you find a case where you're going to be Chayav all 39 Malachas? So the Gemara now answers, the Yad B'Tanchumim Velid Rabbi Bikiva. So the Gemara says now, no, there is one Lav that he did realize. It's not mentioned in the list of 39. It's regards to Tchum Shabbos. It's Machlokes Tanoim, whether Tchum Shabbos, whether leaving the Shabbos boundary, the limits of 2,000 Amos, that a person leave without an Arab, you're only allowed to go 2,000 Amos outside of the city, whether that's a Dinder, a Banan, Dinder, a Raisa. So, when it comes to this, you're not going to be chayav achatas. The Gemara learns it out later. Rashi emphasizes that you're not going to be chayav achatas with regard even to Rabbi Akiva, who says tchumim, and Rabbi Akiva holds that it's still going to be an iser de oraisa. So what do we learn from here? That he knows that there's a concept of Shabbos which is an iser de oraisa, which is the lav of general of tchumim of not going beyond the Shabbos bounds of 2,000 amos. But he doesn't realize all the other 39 are usher whatsoever. So he realizes there's a concept of Shabbos by the lavs. However, he realizes something is usher, and then that makes it an isser Shabbos. The Ritva just points out over here that why don't you say that the guy knew that there's a concept of Kiddush and Oneg Shabbos and all these different things of the essays that the Ritva says. Apparently, we see from the Gemara that realizing the concept of Shabbos for this requirement of Chatas, it must be that there knew some aspect of isser Shabbo, not just the mitzvahs of Shabbos, but rather the isurim Shabbo as well. And another point, the Ritva seems to imply that Kiddush is Dereis. So Rishon Dachorim to bring that as a raya, that Ritva at least held that doing Kiddush on Lel Shabbos for sure is going to be a mitzvah d'oraisa kipshuto. Okay, now the Gemara continues. The man tana lahad the tana rabbanan. So the Gemara analyzes the hemshich that who is the following author of the following braisa? Shagag bezeh bezeh. That if he didn't realize that today is Shabbos and there's a malachas, he didn't realize Shabbos and there's malachas are aser. Zeh shogeg mar Torah. That's the classic case of Shabbos when the Torah is telling you that. That's shogeg. That's mamish where you didn't realize anything. Hazid bezeh bezeh. Liat if he realized today was Shabbos and these malachas are an Isser D'oraisa and you're going to chayav misa for them, then Zoe Mezid Ramatura, then that's going to be a case of considered doing something deliberately. You did it on purpose, you're going to be chayav. That's the regular case of the Pasha case of when a person is going to be doing something on purpose. Shagag b'Shabbos v'hezid malachos. If a person did something by accident with regards to Shabbos, so he didn't realize today was Shabbos, but he realized that these malachas are usher on Shabbos, so he lit fires and stuff like that, but he didn't realize today was Shabbos. Oh, shishagol malachas ve'id b'Shabbos, or he didn't realize that this malachas usher, he didn't realize that you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos, but he realized today was Shabbos. Oh, shamar yodeani shemalachas u'asura, or this is the last point where the Gemara is going to analyze it. He said, I don't know the malacha is, the yodeh shemalacha zu asur. I know that this malacha is asur, but in yodeh shechayv alav korban alo. But I do not know whether someone is going to be chayv achatas, alo. In that situation, you're still going to be chayv. So we see that the Braisa considers the fact that you didn't realize that there's enough to bring a korban as considered shogeg for this. So we see the Gemara says, Kimana must be like Kimunbaz. That's like Munbaz who said that even if you know that there's a blatant isser in the Torah to do such an avira, even though you're doing it, but you don't realize there's an Isser Korban Chatas as a result of you doing it, you'd be chayav to bring a Chatas. So this price must follow Munbas. So now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, kol modim shvuas bitwe. So now the Gemara is going to continue. Abaya says, we have this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish with regards to, you have to know about the lav, or do you have to know about the lav and the karis, as Rabbi Yochanan said. So Abaya says that everyone's going to agree when it comes to shvuas bitwe. Shvuas bitwe is the swearing that someone makes a false oath when it regards to what he will do in the future, what he do in the past. That was Shavuot Shleim Shinar, but that's one of the cases, is where you say that I ate in the past, and you didn't realize that you ate, or in the future where you said I will eat and you're not and you don't eat and you violate your shavua. So now says the Gemara, Abaye says she'ein chayv al korban. The only time you bring a korban of shavuas bitoy is ad sheyishkog b'lav shabba. You have to accidentally do it, meaning you didn't realize at the time you make the shavua in the past that you had eaten, or in the future you don't realize and you accidentally eat. However, if you do it on purpose, the Gemara is going to say that you would not be chayv of a korban according to everyone. Now the Gemara wonders, who is this everyone? Hakol madim man. Who is this everyone that you're saying is? So the options are, Rashi points out, the options are, could it either be the Machlokas or be Yochanan or Rish Lakish, or potentially maybe it's Machlokas, Munbaz, and Chachamim. Maybe Munbaz would agree that you need to know by with regards to the case of, that Munbaz would agree that the case over here that you need to be, to make a mistake when you make the Shua as well, when you actually did the Aveir of the Shua. So the Gemara says, no, this is only Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who said before that he's going to be Chayav Achatas, only if you're aware, that all you have to be, you could still be aware of the Avera, but you didn't know there's Nisar Karis. In this case, he's going to agree that someone has to do an action b'shogeg in order to be chayav of the korban. So the Gemara says, "Pshita, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's pashut. Kikar Rabbi Yochanan hecha deika karis. When did Rabbi Yochanan say his rule aliba derabanan according to the rabbis? Only in a situation where there's iser karis, like we said, by iser Shabbos or things like that. All the isur karis above. However, halcha deika karis. But over here, in the case of making a false shavua, a false oath where there's no karis, then obviously lo. Then Rabbi Yochanan would pashut say that you would clearly agree that a person has to be unaware of the iser when he makes that." Shavua. So the Gemara says, no, I would have thought the following. It's so pashut. Abaye has to teach me the Chiddush. Why? Because I would have thought that the person who's, that when you bring a korban, when it comes to someone who's swearing falsely, that's a Chiddush that the Torah tells you. Why? When it comes to the entire Torah, we never find that a person for a regular lav brings a korban except for an Isser Karis. Yet over here, in the case of a false Shavua, a person does bring a korban. We see that you bring a korban for a shvuas bita. If someone makes a mistake with a false oath, you do bring a korban. We never see that anywhere else. Kishaga b'korban, lemi l'chayv. So maybe what I say that since the chiddush is so far, maybe it's also going to be a chiddush, we should extend the chiddush, that you're going to also be chayav in a situation where you didn't realize with regards to the korban, that should be enough, that you didn't realize it's an isser, but you didn't realize that you'd be chayav this korban. Maybe you would assume that the chiddush should extend to this rule. So therefore, kamash malan, and therefore Abaye has to tell us this chiddush in the dash of Yochanan, that when it comes to that, you have to realize that a person had made the shvua inadvertently and didn't realize there's an isser, or didn't realize he made the shvua, then that would be the case where you bring it. If you don't, then you would not bring that. Rashi points out, because if you don't assume like that, when it comes to Shabbos, there's a chiluk. You can make the Shabbos has an Isser Deraisa and Isser Karis. It's both. When it comes to Shavuos Bitoy, there's no Isser Karis. So all you have is the Isser of making the Shavuos Bitoy. If you realize that, and you just don't realize the Korban, then Rabbi Yochanan in this instance would agree with Munbaz. That's not how Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree. He's arguing Aliba Derabanan, says Rashi. So it must be that this is a Chiddush Bedas, Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan makes sense. The Gemara says, Mesir, ask a Kashi on a Braisa from the following Braisa. What is considered an example of someone who makes an oath, a shvuas bitoy by accident, it makes it an isra in the past. So the Gemara says, if the person says, knowingly, when he swears falsely, he says that I know that this is asr to me, but I do not know that one is going to be chayav to the korban in that situation. So this going to this braisa clearly disagrees with Rabbi. It says over here that if you realize it's an isra, you realize an isra, but you don't realize it's a korban, you still bring the korban shvuas bitoy. So says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, pashut hamani is munbazi. This shita is munbaz. And munbaz says that if you don't realize that there's an isra korban, there's a korban that you have to bring, but you do realize it's an isra, that's considered enough to bring the korban chatas in that situation. So the Gemara now says though. Potential lishna achrina. So some have this gear, some don't. We'll just quote it and say what the problem is. Lishna achrina, money alima munbaz. If you want to say this price is munam shita, that's obvious. It's going to be chayav in this situation according to munbaz. He doesn't need to mention this. Hashta b'chol Torah delav chiddushu. Then when it comes throughout the Torah, we assume that this is not a chiddush. Amar shkigas kamar shmei kashagaga. He would say that all throughout the Torah, then that even if you don't realize, you still have to bring the korban. Halcha the chiddushu lo kol shekin. When it comes to here, that's a chiddush, and certainly munbaz would agree that you would be. You would have to bring the korban in that situation. El lav rabbanani and tiyufta dabaya tiyufta. So this must be rabbanan, and this is against. This shita would be against Abaye, because this would be assuming that when it comes to shvuat bitoy, even if you didn't know about it, even if you realized it's an isser rather, and you violated that isser, but if you didn't realize it's a korban, you would still have to bring it. Now Rashi takes out this whole girsa, which is probably why we have in parentheses. Usually, parentheses the rule is you don't have to read it, but just to point out, because everyone always trying to deal with this girsa, is Rashi says that in a case to all of the Torah laws, we assume that this would be the case. That then over here, why should this be Why should this be any different? Even according to Mumbaz, why is it necessarily a chiddush? The Rashi is bothered by that. According to Mumbaz, it is a chiddush. Here, Shavuos Bito doesn't have Yisr Karis. We do assume that it is a chiddush, so therefore Rashi takes out the whole Girsa, and Rashi assumes that you can't, it's not necessary to Yuftan Abaye. Others disagree with it, that's why I just wanted to read it in. But either way, this Girsa is definitely has its shilas and teruts and atosos deal with that you have to get into if you want to explain the Girsa. Okay, either way, the Gemara now continues. Ve'almar Abaye. And Abaye said, Akol modim b'truma, that everyone agrees with regards to the, if a non-Kohen eats truma, she'en chayev an ala chomesh, someone is not going to be chayev the one-fifth extra, the punish, the Torah tells you, you have to give an extra one-fifth, which is actually really a fourth. It's one-fifth of the total, which is a fourth from what you're paying. Ag she'yishgog b'lav sheba, unless he actually makes an doesn't realize that this item that he's eating is truma. He thought it was chulin. However, if he thought it was truma, he doesn't realize you have to pay the fifth. Then you would be chayav, you would not be chayav because you only have to pay the fifth. It's a kapara, and you only get the kapara when you do it by accident. Okay, so the Gemara says, "I call modiman." So now the Gemara is saying, "There's similar shaka v'tar that they had before." Who is this shita that says everyone agrees over here? So the Gemara says it's Rabbi Yochanan who stated before that even though when it comes to Isser Shabbos, that if you knew that there was a lav, but you didn't realize Isser Karis, you still are going to be chayav a korban over here. He would tell you that you do not pay the 1/5 unless you are actually mistaken. So the Gemara says the same thing we said before. Pshita, kiyam Rabbi Yochanan chadika karis, sechadilek karis lo. Where Rabbi Yochanan says halacha only by Shabbos and things like Shabbos where there's an Isser Karis and you have the difference between a lav and an Isser Karis. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said Shita, you'd bring a korban chatas over here where there's no karis penalty. Then why would you assume that Abaye have to even teach you this? It's pashut that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you'd only be chayav in the case of shogeg. So the Gemara answers that Amadu same misa b'makom karis amedes. I would have said that misa over here, your chayav misa b'dei shemaim, so it would stand in the place of an iser karis. So the v'chishagam misa nami l'chayav. So maybe you could have assumed that he realizes an iser to eat truma, but he doesn't realize an iser misa b'dei shemaim, which is similar to that of karis. So then I would have assumed that that would be the same thing over here. And you would be chayav to pay the 1/5, just like meaning. So he realizes an iser to eat truma, but he doesn't realize it's an iser misa b'dei shemayim to eat that truma. So I would have thought, just like the case of Shabbos with karis and the lav, it's a similar parallel. So therefore, Abaye does need to teach you kamash malan. Abaye needs to teach you this chiddush that you would in fact be pater from paying the fifth. Again, here it's you don't get the ability to get the kapara; it's a loss on you. You lose out on ability to give kapara. There's a lot of nafkuminas that truma. Like Rosh Hashanah, like to discuss them. Just for example, if the kohen wants to be mochel the 1/5. He doesn't have the right to. Why? Because it's your kapara. It's your kapara that you have to give. Okay, the Gemara says though, Rava disagrees with this. Rava says, Rava Amar, Misa b'malkom karis amedes. No, death, the Misa b'dei shemayim over here is really, in fact, would be different in place of karis, and it would stand to assume the chomesh b'malkom korban kai, and the 1/5 would be in the place of the korban, so meaning, just like when it comes to Shabbos, if you realize there's an Isser d'oraisa of Shabbos, but you don't realize an Isser karis, you still have to bring a korban chatas. So too, when it comes, according to Rava, he disagrees with the Abaye, and he says, just like that case, when it comes to Truma as well, when it comes to Truma, if you realize there's an Isser d'oraisa to eat a non-coin to eat truma, you realize an iser d'oraisa, but you don't realize an iser misa b'dei shemayim. You still would, in fact, have to. You would still get the kapara and give the 1/5 to give that kapara because you were mistaken on the fact that you have to give that 1/5. That is what Rava holds and disagrees with the Abaye. Now the Gemara goes on to a different topic. The Gemara says, "Amar Avuna, I am halach b'derech b'minra." Someone who's walking in the way in the desert and he doesn't realize there ain't a day of Mr. Shabbos. He doesn't realize what day is Shabbos. He loses track of time. Well, I think in the Holocaust, a lot of people also lost track of time. So he counts 6 days from the day he realizes what day he made a mistake. The Bach points out, even including that day. So realize, like, so today you count today and the next 6 days, and then you'll keep Shabbos. Chia Barav disagrees, and he says Mishamer Yom Echad Umone Shisha, that he observes the first day of Shabbos and he counts 6 days as his weekdays. Agav, this I know people were highlighting. I was in third grade only, but I just remember this was a shiloh. People were discussing about Ilan Ramon Zichor Lavracha when he went up to space. That there is no time, there's no sunlight, there's no nothing. So what day is the day over there? So people thought maybe this Gemara and Shabbos, maybe at this point over here, you should do like this. We'll see how he passes. And they're going to be count six, and then you have the seventh day of Shabbos. Maybe you should do like that. So the Gemara now says, but my kalifiki, what are they disagreeing about? Mar savar kibriyasa shalolam. So Rav Huna holds that the person should count, like when it came to the creation world, just like Hashem created the world 6 days and then have Shabbos. So to this person should have 6 days and then Shabbos. So Mar savar ka adam arishan. And Chia Barav held that you just like adam arishan. What was adam arishan? He first created on Friday. The very next day was Shabbos. So to over here, you keep the first day of Shabbos and then you have the next 6 days. Agav, there's a very nice Hasidish idea over here. I saw in the Rishis Chachma. He's not Hasidish, but whatever. Mekubalim, they bring down. He says that maybe it's a Dira Kavan over here. Someone who forgets the Kiddush of Shabbos. He forgets about how Kadosh Shabbos is. What should he do? The person should realize, so the Gemara is telling you should count 6 days, that Shabbos doesn't just magically appear on that seventh day. Shabbos, every day you have to anticipate Shabbos and get ready for Shabbos. Either, we said every day, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, remember Shabbos every day of the week, but it doesn't just mean that. You have to get ready for Shabbos, buy nice things, get excited, and learn about Shabbos to make your Shabbos special again. That's what the Gemara is telling you. The deeper covenant, obviously, Pshuto, there's halacha, the ramifications, but the nice Chassidish idea over here that I saw based on this. The Gemara now asks, so the Gemara says, Meisiva, they asked Chiyah Bar Rav, going back to the Pshuto now, Chiyah Bar Rav, they asked the Kasha on him, I am Halach B'derach, because someone was walking on the way, Ve'eno Deah Imas Shabbos, and doesn't realize what day is Shabbos, Mishamra Yom Echad L'Shisha. He observes one day for every 6 days. And this implies that he observes one day after he had kept 6 days. The Gemara says, my love, Mona Shisha Mishamra Yom Echad, doesn't imply that he counts 6 days first and then implies the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Chiyah Bar Rav will answer, lo, Mishamra Yom Echad, Mona Shisha. No, he first observes one day and then he keeps Shabbos and then he counts six. The Gemara says, Ihachi Mishamra Yom Echad L'Shisha. Then if that's the case, so he should observe one day for every six. That should be the Lashon. Mishamra Yom Echad, Mona Shisha Mibaylai. The Lashon should have said that he observes one day and then he counts six. It doesn't sound like that from the Braisa. The O Tanin also is explicitly in the second Braisa. The Braisa is explicitly, you don't know what day of Shabbos, he counts 6 days and he deserves the last day of Shabbos. This clearly Pascha's like Rav Huna. The Gemara says, you're right, Tiyufta, the Chiyah Barav, Tiyufta, that we follow, we reject Chiyah Barav, we accept, and we accept Rav Huna, and we say that you count 6 days and then you keep Shabbos. It's Allah Maisa. It was Allah Maisa. You keep the 6 days and then you keep Shabbos after that. And the Mara now continues though. The Mara says, Amar Rava, b'chol yom yom osek kedei parnaso. It doesn't mean that the rest of the time, because every day is a suffix Shabbos. So the rest of the week you should only do enough to stay alive, and more than that you shouldn't do. Bar mehu yom, except for that day which you count as Shabbos. Because that day you assume you shouldn't be working at all. To which the Gemara asks though, Vahu Yom Elimos, then you're going to die on that day. What do you mean? How could you not do anything? If we were assuming right here, you need to figure out how to make food and whatever it is, light a fire to make your food and heat up your food, then how are you able to avoid that on Shabbos? The Gemara says, the Avid Me'etmol Shtei Parnasos. So maybe the day before, you should work enough to be Mefarnes yourself for the Friday and Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says though, but maybe the day before is really Shabbos, then how are you allowed to work twice as much the day before? You don't really know that today is Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Ela Koyom Yom Osed Lo Parmanasa. So rather, you make every single day, you do enough for your Parnasa, the basic man that you have to live. Alfilo Yom, even that day, while you're holding a Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So we see a Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and you should violate the minimum amount and have enough to eat. So the Gemara says, but how are you going to do something special on that day? But Yom Mevai Midgarlai. So that day, how is it going to be even recognizable for you that it's Shabbos? The Gemara says, Bikidush of Avdala. You make Kiddush at the beginning and Avdala at the end of that day. And even with a bracha, they point out, even with ordinarily it's Aser, you have a Savik brachos the Hakel. Over here, the Rabbanan didn't want you to forget Shabbos, Rashi says, and therefore, we allow you to say Kiddush of Avdala bibracha. The Prima Gadim wonders, though, what do you daven Nusach Shabbos on that day? Should you daven Nusach Shabbos? Another shout out to the Chabina Rav asks, during the week, do you make a bracha on tefillin? Do we say Safek Brachos Akel all 6 days, or is it Rov Gummer? Maybe you should say, it's very interesting shilas about all the pratim of these days. What do you do? Do you make a bracha on tefillin the rest of the 6 days? Should you put on tefillin even on the seventh day without a bracha? Maybe it's Safek that it is that day. Very interesting shilas about what a person does in these situations. Okay, very interesting. Let's go back to it. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Imaya Makir Miktas Yom Shiyatuba. But let's say he knows what day he left. He just doesn't remember what day of the week it was. He doesn't remember, so he doesn't really know when Shabbos is. But he knows what day, he knows that it's exactly 14 days from the day he left. So the Gemara says, so Osa Malacha Klim Kalan. On that day you can perform as much Malacha as you see fit, because that day clearly you would never left on a Shabbos, so therefore you're allowed to work as much as you want, and the Ritva actually suggests that you should work as much as possible on that day. You know that day is Vaday, not Shabbos, so do all the malachas that you can for that day, work really hard that day, so that the rest of the week you can minimize as much what you do, so you're not violating the Suffolk Shabbos. The Gemara says, Pshita, this is obvious. The Gemara says, Ma'od, the same, I would have thought the following, given the Shabbos Lenafik, since you would not leave on a Shabbos, Malay Shabbos Lenafik, you wouldn't leave on a Friday either. Lechadchila, a person is not supposed to go on a journey on Erev Shabbos as well. So then, even if he left on Thursday, maybe you should be allowed to work for 2 days, because you definitely don't leave on a Friday either. So the Gemara says, Kamash Mono, no, why? The Zimnin, the Mishkach Sherius, so sometimes you'll find a caravan of people who are leaving, and then he will leave on Friday, but he's stuck in a situation where you're stuck. So therefore, maybe you did leave on a Friday, so therefore you can't assume that you didn't leave on a Friday, and you can only not do Malacha on the day that you know that you left, which is, let's say, you know, it's 14 days later. So the Gemara now says, though, Hayodei Ikar Shabbos, analyzing the mission, which says you know the essence of Shabbos, but you perform a Malacha, is going to be liar for every single Shabbos. The Gemara says, Menanam Lile, where do we know that? That there's a chilek, that sometimes you can have one chatas for violating many Shabbos. Other times, you only mechayev one chatas. And the Gemara says many chatas. And the Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman Rabba Baruah Trei Kray Ksiva. It says two different psukim. V'shabra b'nei Yisrael l'Shabbos. The pasuk says the Klai Yisrael should keep Shabbos in the singular. Ksiva Eshav Zayd Shmuro. It says in the plural, you keep my Shabbosos. Hakeitzad. How do you do that? V'shabra b'nei Yisrael l'Shabbos. Shmira Achas l'Shabbos Harve. That's wearing one observance of many Shabbosos. Eshav Zayd. Gemara, Shmirachas of Chol Shabbos Shabbos versus one observer of every individual Shabbos, meaning the chilek of when you're going to be chayav one chatas versus multiple chatas. And Gemara says, Maski for the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is a kashla, Ad Rabba, Ibcha Mistabba. The reverse thing is more logical. Shamanai Sol the Shabbos, Shmirachas of Chol Shabbos Shabbos. In the case that you should keep each individual Shabbos is the same way. The Gemara says, "Ve'eshav sadi shmoru." In the plural, "Yishmir achas the Shabbos harbe." That indicates that one observance for many different Shabbosos. So the Gemara says that was a different. Rashi says they're not really arguing at all on Allah Lamaisa. They agree that if you had a yadir or not, it'd be multiple chavatas, and if you didn't have a yadir, then you wouldn't. You'd only have one. So that would be the chilek. They agree that Rashi says. Hey, they're arguing on the mashmos, the pasuk. How exactly do you explain it? Okay, pick up from the next Tayyodesh Shabbos and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.